Well, hey there. Welcome back to another episode of Laundry, Yard Work, and Jesus. My name is Pastor Josh.
And I am still Pastor Joe.
And we are so glad that you have taken some time to hang out with us for just a little bit. And I'm really excited for today.
We had a fun one.
I think it's going to be a fantastic time. This is one of those where whoever listens, it doesn't really matter because we're going to have a blast no matter what.
It's going to be good. I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And so today we wanted to talk a little bit about teen slang, or really just slang terms that are popular today.
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
I think fair to say.
Yeah.
It's like a whole nother language, you know?
That's right. It's a whole nother language. And so kind of to get us started, Joe, I figured, what if I just give you a pop quiz?
Okay, that's fine. But how many questions are on this quiz?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
No, but
it's
I
a
want to
pop quiz.
But I want to know, like how many do you think I'm going to get?
Oh, okay. So we want to figure out, you know.
I want to win. In other words, I'm going to get
okay.
quizzed. I want to win.
You know, I don't think I've realized until recently how competitive you really are. That's been a new one.
It's a little bit. I'm a little competitive.
Just a little bit, right?
Just a little bit.
All right. I've got six questions.
Just six?
Six questions, I think.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Do you want me to add more? I've got the list right here.
Well, let's see how I'm doing. If I go six for six, we're good. If I get like two right, we're done. If I get like three right, I want to end on a win. That's my thing.
Okay.
Okay.
End on a win. All
End
right.
on a win.
I like it. So, you know what? I need to
Are you
have
making?
seven. So, I really want seven on this test. So,
Okay.
I'm adding a seventh one. So,
Okay.
now you know you can be prepared. And here we
Mentally,
go. Mentally.
emotionally.
That's right. So, my goal is to start off easy for you.
Okay.
And we'll possibly get harder as we go.
And I have not seen these.
That's right. You have not seen these at all. So, okay. Number one.
Okay.
Bet.
Okay. Bet means like sure thing. Like you can bank on it. Yes. The answer is affirmative. I'm going to do that thing.
Yeah.
Are you up for playing ball? Bet.
Bet. That's right. Yeah. That's 100%. It's
One
basically the
for
same
one.
as saying, okay, for sure, for us old people.
And I absolutely had to ask a teenager one time what that meant. The first time I heard that, I'm like, hey, you want to do something? Are you going to be there? And he goes, bet. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't know if that yes or no.
I love it. It's fantastic. All right. This one I think is easy too. Cap or no cap?
All right. That's you're lying or you're telling the truth.
That's right. So if you were going to say that's true, how would you use that word?
Man, no cap. I'm telling it straight.
That's right.
I don't know
No
why I'm
lie.
adding other things in there. I don't know why. But if I'm like, hey, you got to believe me, man. No cap.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. You're just trying to stay hip and cool and with it here.
I am. I'm doing a good job.
All right. Here we go. Fire.
Oh, man. That means that something's really, really good. It's really exciting. It was awesome.
Yeah. It's cool or awesome. It's kind of the synonyms it gives.
There we go.
All right. So I think you're what? Four
three
for
for
four?
Three. Three
Three
for
for
three.
three?
I
Okay.
actually,
Three for
I
three.
am keeping track.
Of course you are.
I am.
Of course you are. I will print you off an award at the end of this if that'll make you
that
feel better.
it will. It will.
Okay.
I need validation.
All right. Here we go.
I am a young pastor.
All right. We are transitioning into the little bit harder.
Okay. Okay.
And a little bit more confusing.
Okay.
Skibbity.
Okay. Skibbity, I'm pretty sure I know what it is. I know what it is. But I'm trying to think of like using it in a I don't know if I've ever seen it in a sentence that wasn't making fun of terrible slang. So I think it's something that's like crazy, wacky, something that's out there, not necessarily in a good way. It's about it came from like an internet video where the guy's head came out of a toilet and started to take over a city or something. They're gonna make a
Yes.
movie out of it.
Of course they are.
Of
Of
course
course
they
they
are.
are. Yeah.
Of course. How close was I?
You're pretty darn close. I mean, as close as anyone can get to explaining the word skibidi. I feel like you
Okay.
did a good job.
All right. So
Basically,
I get
it
a point for
means
that then?
yes, give
All
yourself
right.
a point.
Good.
It can mean cool, silly, or dumb, and this one cites it from the YouTube series Skibidi Toilet.
There you go.
So, if you need something fun on your lunch break after you've listened to
Don't
us,
watch that. It's
at
not
your own
fun.
risk.
It's not, I'm not saying it's like inappropriate. I'm just saying is I lost 20 IQ points whenever I
That's
had to
right.
look that up to find out what it was.
There's some video links you click on and you just can't get that time back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, here we go.
Did you know they sell Skibidi toilets in Walmart now?
Of
Like
course
little
they do.
blind boxes.
Oh, what a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Sigma.
Okay, Sigma is like usually like a man, right? Who is willing to do their own thing, march off to their own beat, doesn't care about what anyone else thinks.
That is true. An unbothered male or an alpha male plays by his own rules.
See, I think alpha male is different than Sigma. I think your list is whack.
No, sorry. I read that wrong. Not an alpha male or
There
a
you
beta
go.
male, but
There
a
you go.
sigma male.
There you go.
Yeah, not an alpha male or a beta, but a sigma.
If you're
We have.
wondering how I know this stuff, it's usually because I see it in video game chats, and then I have to go to Urban Dictionary to find out what it is.
That's fair. And it's also apparently been used as a new filler word, so that now instead of saying that's surprising, you could say what the sigma?
That's stupid. But I haven't seen it that way. But sure. I believe it.
My son uses it that way,
Oh,
and
really?
he got it from some other teenage boys we know.
Gotcha.
So.
Oh, well, then I apologize to whomever. We'll talk about that later, but judging other generation's slang is probably not a very helpful thing for the cause of Christ. But I'm just an honest person.
That's
I'm a
right.
little Sigma myself sometimes. So I just go there. I maybe shouldn't, but I did. But I apologize if I offended you.
It's okay. I think that's part of the
It was very skibbity of
circle
me.
of life, right? Yeah, that is stop being so skibbity. I don't there is somewhere I'm gonna let a teenager listen to us use these words and just let them laugh at us. That will be
That's
great.
getting made fun of is the trend of the week.
That's right. All right, so we'll say you're 5 for 5, right?
Five for five.
All right, see?
Go.
All right, here we go. Riz.
Okay, so Riz is like whenever you're chatting up someone from the other. See, I'm using slang. I'm using slang
To
from 10
explain
years ago
slang.
to
That's
explain
right.
slang. It's when you're flirting with someone else successfully. If you don't have Riz, you're not very successful. It's
That's
when
right.
you're, yeah.
That's right. I think my new favorite term I've heard is that guy's got big Riz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I've heard anti-Riz. That guy's got it. Not to me, not directed to me. Riz wasn't around, but whenever I was dating. But I've heard, no, they've got negative Riz or anti-Riz.
But I can assure you, if I were in this generation, I would
Yes.
have anti-Riz. I know that
Okay.
100%. All right, here we go. Well, you're 6 for 6. You're doing good.
6, 4, 6.
Yeah, I've added two more, so there'll be a total of 8. All
Oh,
right,
okay.
here
Oh,
we
wow.
go.
Okay.
You get a bonus one
A bonus one.
because I forgot it and I just remembered it.
Fantastic.
Cooked.
Cooked or cook?
Cooked.
If you're cooked, that means you got beat real badly. Like it. Now, if you're cooking, that means you're doing good. So if someone says, "Hey, let him cook," that means they think you're on to something. But if you're
Yes.
like, "Man, that guy got cooked," that means he's done. He's out.
Yeah. See, you're 100% true. This is actually one that
I'm cooking. I'm cooking, man.
I'm just gonna let you cook.
There we
See?
go. There we go.
I actually love this one. I don't know why, but I've started using
It's
it.
really good, right?
It's great.
It ain't
I love
bad.
it.
It's easy to understand. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. Okay. This one, save the best for last.
All right.
Ohio.
Messed up. Something is messed up. Something is not right. Something has gone crazy. My generation, that would have been Florida man.
Florida.
Ohio.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. It's used to describe something weird. And they're obligated in this guide I'm looking at to say, we do not believe there is anything wrong with the state of Ohio.
Have they been there? Have they been there? Now, in all fairness, I've been to Ohio a handful of times and I had a great time every time. But I've worked with a lot of people who were like Ohio State fans.
Yes.
And the term fits. I think the term fits.
See, as a Tennessee native and the Ohio invasion that Tennessee has experienced over the last several years,
Salt of the earth, by the way. Good people. If
yeah,
you're from
salt of the
Ohio,
earth.
listen here. Good people.
We
Good
love
people.
you.
We love you very much.
We
But
do.
now, so some of those terms, they sound kind of ridiculous to my 40-year-old brain.
Yes.
Some of them are really fun, right? But remember I said it's important not to judge.
Yes, that is true.
So here's the thing that you don't know that I did is that I got a list of 80s and 90s slang. Just sit down. I'm going to reverse quiz you. He's experiencing this right now. I kept this completely to myself.
Oh, I
Just,
don't like you.
yes, you do. Yes, you do. I think you'll have an easier time with this one than I had with that one.
Okay. All right,
Probably. So
let's go.
let's
I'm here
go.
for it.
Let's
I'm here
go.
for it.
Let's go. All right. Gnarly.
Gnarly, that means that was crazy. That was awesome.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. All right. Let's see here.
Oh,
A wannabe.
hold on. I've got to have my own list to make sure that I do just as well as you did.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Wannabe is like a
Wannabe.
pretender. It's like someone who thinks they're something, but they're not.
Yeah, absolutely. Two for two. Two for
Some
two.
could say we're wannabe pastors.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just
That's
trying to
harsh.
relate.
That's harsh.
Sorry, too
It's okay.
far.
It's
Too far.
okay.
I'm
It's
sorry.
okay. Rad.
Rad,
Yeah.
cool.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. Okay. Bodacious.
Bodacious. Oh gosh.
Ooh.
Bodacious. So the thing that's coming to my mind right now is a very inappropriate song that really emphasizes the word bodacious and then a body part right after it. So
Gotcha.
that's all I can think about, and I'm not sure that's what you're wanting.
Well, I've got a list. I just have a list.
Bodacious means, I'm going to say, outlandish.
A little close with
Okay.
outlandish in a good way or a bad way.
In a surprising and exciting way.
You know what? You're close. You're close.
Okay.
Impressive, awesome, brave. Something impressive or exciting, I suppose.
Okay.
I'll give you partial
All
credit. Just
right. See,
I
I'll
threw
take
this
it. I'll
on there.
take
I'll
it.
throw this to you. Tubular.
Tubular. I feel like I'm watching some S Disney TV show right now.
Oh, wow. What you should be watching is Point Break.
Have no idea what that is.
Swayze, surfing FBI agent.
Tubular is a
And by the way, I
term
think they
that
remade Point Break. Don't waste your time. Go with the classic.
I think that tubular, I know it's a term that like beach people would use when they were surfing and like a wave was really cool because it would like create a tube type thing.
Yep.
Am I close?
That's exactly where it came from.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like a really good word. It means it's awesome. Most
Like,
80s slang meant awesome.
okay, that's what it's, there's a trend here. I feel like, I don't know if we'll ever release a video of this, but you've got to go like totally tubular, man.
You
Like something like
could do that.
that.
You could do that.
See? Okay.
Okay, so what's that? That was five. Let me come up
Yep.
with. Okay, Ralph.
Ralph?
Ralph.
Is that a term that would be used to describe an old person or you're acting like an old person?
That is incorrect.
Dang
Would
it.
you like to take another? Would you like to take another stab at it?
Oh no, I don't
I'll
know.
tell you this. It's a verb.
It's a verb. Is
It's
it
a.
from that like puppet little thing back in the 80s? Was that a thing?
Well, first off, the 80s had so many puppets. Are you talking like Muppets, Fraggles, Alf? Like,
Maybe I'm thinking of Alf. I think that's what I'm
maybe
thinking of. Never
he
mind.
might. I don't know. He probably would have used it.
Okay, can I use ChatGPT for this?
That would be cheating. That would be cheating.
Okay.
You done?
So what is Ralph? Tell me.
It's a euphemism for vomiting. I don't have the edit. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why, but
Listen, if you lived in the 80s and 90s and used that term, you are not allowed to make fun of anyone who uses the word skibidi.
we'll see. How about gag me with a spoon?
That is when someone is, you'd rather someone gag you with a spoon than have to go through what you're doing, going through right now.
I mean, that's usually how it used. Kind of means gross.
Gross. I'm getting the picture of being forced to be take medicine, like
Yeah, like
a
bad
nasty
medicine.
medicine. Back before
Yeah.
we had little plastic cups for medicine for kids, you put it on a spoon and shoved it in their mouth.
Pretty much. What about
Yeah.
grody?
Grody,
Grody.
disgusting,
There you
nasty.
go. There you
Yeah.
go. Should we want to end there? Do we want to end on a win?
Let's end on a win. That's right.
Okay, cool. So
Right.
slang has been weird. Every generation has slang, and none of it actually makes sense out of context.
1,000%. Yes.
But
And so I think it's really helpful. We want to, with every generation, there are different levels of slang, right?
yeah.
Some are just fun. Some are a little bit more concerning. Some, you get your mouth washed out with soap if you use it,
Yep.
depending on your generation. And so before we do want to highlight a few of those today. But before we do that, I think it'd be helpful. What's the point of all this? Like, we've been rattling on about slang. Joe, what's the point of even talking about this?
Well, one, as parents, I think it's really important that we understand what our children are interacting with. Like a lot of these slang terms that we use, particularly I think with this Gen Z, Gen Alpha slang that you were quizzing me on, which I went 8 for 8, by the way.
Been waiting on that one.
Yeah, you did. A lot of that is comes from online. Like they might say it in person, but a lot of from what I have seen is that using all this kind of slang in person or IRL is cringe
In real life.
in real life, and cringe means grody, basically. It means disgusting, gag me with a spoon. Okay. So a lot of it is online, like video games or chatting or a lot of TikTok, social media, that sort of deal. And so basically that means that your kids have a different language online than they do in person. And so if you're going to shepherd them there and protect them, then you kind of got to know what they're talking about and what their friends are talking about. So that's helpful. And so as parents, that's part of our responsibility, but also missionally, I think it really helps too, because if you're going to talk to them, like if you're going to go to a different country as a missionary, different culture, you have to learn the language. You have to know when I moved to England, they gave us the military gave our family like a list of words, like, hey, these are common words that mean different things in different in this country. Don't use these, or if you're going to use them, know what you're actually saying. And so you have to know the vernacular.
Yeah, no, I think that's super helpful. And it really is embodying how Jesus came to us in this incarnational way. And we want to come into the lives of our kids, the teenagers that we minister to, the kids that we minister to, because this stuff all kind of rolls down
I
through
hear it
the
at
ages.
Cornerstone
Yeah,
when I go do lunches and such. Yeah.
I mean, so it's all applicable. And I think the other thing that is helpful for me is just to think through, like, words matter. I feel like we've said that a lot on this podcast.
Yeah.
And when you look in scripture, words matter there. You had G the Lord confuse language at the Tower of Babel. And then the coming of the Holy Spirit, one of the defining marks of that is everyone understood it in their own language. And words matter to the Lord. And so they should matter to us as well. And I think when we have these conversations, it is allowing us to understand it and not just see it as a joke, and be able to have good conversation in hopefully a way that is a little bit lighthearted, but also be able to know how to have, be able to talk to some topics that we may not be able to otherwise.
Absolutely. And also to kind of point out, like, you actually did really good on your quiz. I mean, you didn't go 8 for 8, but you did, but
It was
considering
passing. It was a passing grade.
it was more than passing. That was an A
Right.
plus, just not
Thank you.
A plus plus.
Yeah.
But the but here's what my point was, other than just picking on you, is by the time you were old enough to start understanding and using slang, a lot of those terms were 20 years old. 15, 20 years old, and you still know what most of them are. So even, or at least you can guess it out contextually. Like some of those terms, like I'm very grateful we're not really using bodacious anymore. That sounds,
Yeah, that's good.
but nonetheless, you'll still use see some 80s and 90s slang in our culture. There were some on the quiz I didn't even bother giving you because I'm like, that's not a challenge. That's just how we speak. Like if I said no duh, you know exactly what that is. That's not even a point. There's no point to even asking that, right? So, not just with our children, but if you're going to influence your children and your children's children, you have to understand, or that whole generation, Riz is going to be with us for a while.
It
As
is.
that might hurt us to say, but the reality is not all of that slang, but some of it's going to stick around. And that's just going to be part of our new culture that happens every generation. And if we're going to speak into that culture, we have to know what it is.
Yeah, 100%. And I think another helpful way we talk about how do we enter the world of teenagers, and it's language from early on, it's a mark of independence, right? There, you're able to do more the more you learn to speak. And for many teenagers, kids even, it's a way of gaining independence in a world where they don't always have a lot, but they can own a word that it's not our words, it's their words. And it's that's why that's weird when we use the word Skibidi Ohio Riz, you know, whatever it is. Because that's not how you and I talk. It's just not. But
We actually probably need to underline that after this podcast. That's not actually how we talk in the hallway, unless we're using it ironically.
that's right. Yeah. Only if we're using it in a joking manner. That might be the best way to put it.
Yeah, there we go.
So,
But
yeah.
there are,
So, go ahead.
no, I was just gonna say, so knowing that slang is important, also because slang can carry some darker sides to it. There are some red flags too that it's helpful for parents to know what your kids are talking about in case it heads into like darker matter or more risque matter, I should say too.
Yeah, and just so you know, I'm using a guide that's by a ministry called Axis that's built to help teenagers and parents connect in a world that's disconnected. And they have a whole guide of slang, and maybe we'll try and link that in the show notes or something.
Definitely. I can, if you send that over to me, I'll put that in the description.
Yeah, and so they have some categories of words to be aware of and then words that are red flags. And so we figured we would highlight some of those for you. And hey, just so you know, in case you listen to this with some of your younger kids, because they enjoy hearing us joke, some of these terms are a little bit more adult oriented, and we'll talk about it in a very tasteful and God-honoring way. But
Yes.
just so you can know that if you need to hit pause,
If
we
you're in the
don't.
car, you could hit pause, skip.
Yeah, because some of these are probably not appropriate for little ears. But as parents and adults who care about teenagers and kids, we need to know about them. So you've already said one. This one is just to be aware in case you're being made fun of, is cringy. You know, if you ever hear someone say that was cringe, that's probably that was a clue that you're being awkward. But another one that comes up, and I'm not sure I even know how to say this, but I'm going to give it a try. Gyat. Right? Did I say that right?
I like how you think I'm the expert. I did go 8 for 8, but I've only seen it spelled. I've never actually seen someone use
Yeah,
it
it's
in
a
person.
Gyatt. And that one, as best as we can see definitions, is used to refer to the female backside or just a large backside in general. I think that's an
Yeah.
appropriate way to
That
say that.
that's a tasteful way of putting it.
Yeah. And so that's kind of used that way. A lot of these are used in joking, lighthearted
I
manners.
was gonna say, I think I've seen that one more in a positive light rather
Yes.
than an insult.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a hey, that's an attractive type thing, more so than insulting. So I think that's fair. Here's another one, and this one's more of a category of words that kind of branch off of it. Thirst. Thirst or thirsty, which carries the attitude of I'm attractive or I am wanting.
It means you're wanting something.
Yeah, you're wanting something. That's a good way to put that. If you
To
look and
use a 70s slang, you're feeling randy.
there you go. Look at
See,
you.
there we go. I'm trying connecting generations.
That's right. And that can be used in a lot of different manners. It can be saying that person is acting thirsty or different kind of things like that. And so those are just some things to be aware of if you hear them. That way you know it. I don't know that there's really much to be concerned of there as much as just be aware that if you try and use that, it may not mean what you think it means.
Yes.
Okay, so red flags. These are a little bit more direct and to the point. Body count.
Yes,
Body count.
not talking about your Call of Duty score.
You're not talking about Call of Duty score. You are talking about your bedroom score. Is that a better way to put that?
A better way to put that.
Yeah, that is your bedroom score. And, we are going to advocate for very low body counts, to be clear. By very low, we mean your spouse body count. That's what we're advocating for. And so that's one. What about smash? I'm going to throw this one to you.
Yeah, that's a euphemism. That'd be a euphemism for sex in general. Also, like an enthusiasm, I believe.
Yeah, kind of an ex a very much excitement type part of that. So, and again, some of
Well,
the.
and there are other contexts too, because like if you're watching a YouTuber, they say smash that like button, they're not using that euphemistically.
Fair enough.
Honestly, I think that came first and that morphed into the sexual version of smash. If I
I
had to
think.
guess, I have not researched that hard.
But as with most things, they morph and transform as time goes on. And so, yeah, it's taken on a sexual connotation, but not in every way. So, I
Context
think
matters.
the context really is important there. And so, the other one that we have is DTF.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different acronyms because
Yeah,
again, a
there's.
lot of this is text-based.
Yeah. And so a lot of these you might see, maybe not even in a text message, but even like a hashtag on a TikTok video or things like that. And so DTF is going to mean down to F word.
F-word.
Insert that there.
Also in the down, so down just seems to me that way, because also like you could be down bad or something,
Yes.
which is also means kind of related to thirst.
Yes. Yeah, I think, and so those terms are going to be much more have sexual connotations to them. If you hear them talking about that, those are points of conversation, right? That's not, I don't know that you need to like start throwing phones out car windows at that point. However, it is a point to say, what's going on here? And just begin that conversation as well. And so, as we kind of have these conversations, all of these words, some are funny, some are a bit more serious, but they all matter. And as we have this conversation, we want to encourage you to continue this conversation with your kids, even with just a simple question of, hey, what is your favorite slang term right now? Or what's your favorite word that I have no idea what it means? And just ask them. If you have some older kids, maybe you could ask them some of these red flag and beware words. Just ask them what it means to them, and they may be embarrassed that you even know what it is.
Sure. Also, causing embarrassment is every parent's privilege and right. And so, using slang, not inappropriate slang, but using good slang inappropriately or out of
Yes.
context or ironically with your kids is a whole lot of fun. It is one of my favorite things to do at like kids camp or something.
That's right. I remember it was on one summer trip that I took with some leaders, and bussin' had just become a thing. And we made it our goal to use the word bussin' all the time just to make them uncomfortable. And it was fantastic. I
It
loved it.
really was. And if you want to get rid of slang, just do that. Because when the kids discover that you know what that is and are going to run it into the ground, then they'll find a new one.
That's true. It's like the linguistic version of all my parents are on Facebook now, so I'm getting off.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. 100%.
Oh, that's great. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation.
It
Joe,
was
you got any
fun.
last thoughts?
I am the champ. I will frame what the my award picture. It will be in my office.
That's good. That's good. We are. If you would like to see his award, I promise you, I'm going to print it off in just a minute. And you can go by his office and check that out. And I'm sure he'll let you take a picture with it. Or he's proud. He's a very
I
proud
am
person
very
right
I
now.
am a very proud person.
Oh,
So
goodness. Well,
yeah, we're
you
done.
take this,
We're,
Joe.
no, no, no,
We're
no. We're
done. We're
good.
done.
We're
We're
done.
done.
We're good. We're cooked. We're signing off. We love y'all. We'll talk to you later. Bye.